And now we turn to our editor, Sasha Woodruff, for our final letters segment. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
So we're wrapping up our listener comments segment today. What have you got?
Well, you know, since National Public Radio announced in December that they were canceling News and Notes, listeners started flooding our inbox. We got lots of letters about people asking how the show could be saved. They also told us what they would miss. And it was really amazing because sometimes, you know, looking for the letters, we didn't get a lot. So these have been really consistent. So I went through and I took a sampling of those letters and had some of our staff read the send-off. Let's take a listen.
Tiffany Smith in Atlanta, Georgia. I am a dedicated listener and find your programming thought-provoking, entertaining, and inspiring. You all have truly managed to take radio to a higher level. My evening commute will not be the same.
John Madison in Turlock, California. Thanks for the intriguing and insightful commentary and reporting over the past few years. I was introduced to News and Notes on KUOP out of Sacramento. After the show was lost there, I began following via podcast and greatly appreciate your candor and confidence in presenting stories and points of view absent in most other venues.
Jane Grace Bowman in Rogers, Arkansas. I'm a Caucasian female and I love your show. I've been listening to News and Notes several times a week for the last 2 years. It's important to me to get a new and broader perspective on news that affects communities other than mine. Thank you for bringing me closer.
Larry Liberti in Holland, Pennsylvania. Your perspective is one that has given me insights not found anywhere else in such a thoughtful and sensitive manner. Your coverage of the election was superb. I will miss you and your staff.
Crystal Smith-Meyer in Patton, Pennsylvania. What a treat to discover News and Notes. Your show has alternately enlightened, inspired, and saddened me. I've learned much about my race and yours, about how we interact today, and the potential for a multicultural America in which respect for our individual uniqueness is seen as something to celebrate. You have brought a fresh voice that does not attempt to divide, but rather educate.
Candace Francis, I can hear the sadness of your parting come through the airwaves, even as you deliver the final shows with consummate professionalism. You've represented well, even when I didn't agree with a guest or questioned the need, production, or execution of a segment. Surely you've educated many of us about all sorts of topics, but most importantly, you've provided a nuanced view of what it means to be Black in America. We don't live in a post-racial nation, despite the election of President Obama. Thank you for satiating my appetite for news and notes about us. All the best to each of you on staff.
Thanks to News and Notes staffers Sonata Lee Narsis, Jeffrey Bennett, Devin Robbins, Roy Hurst, Krista Bell in Ciabatti, and Nicole Childers for reading those letters.
And many thanks to all of you for supporting News and Notes over the years. And thank you, Sasha.
Thanks, Tony. It's been fun.
That's our show for today. Glad you could join us. To listen to the show, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, President Obama sweeps through Southern California holding town hall meetings and sitting down with Jay Leno. How was his message received? That and more on our Reporters Roundtable. Tony Cox, this is News and Notes.